Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Central Baptist Church would like to inform our listeners that Dr. Andy Bloom has recently experienced two hemorrhagic strokes and is presently recovering. The Lamp and Light Daytime program will, however, continue the present coming days series of lessons using previously recorded church messages on this subject. Last week in our coming days study, we finished with Chapter 2, the Pre-Tribulation Rapture. Let's listen today as we start with Chapter 3, the Coming Middle East War.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles turned to Psalm 83 as we look at the coming Middle East War, Part 1. Now, I've just completed a book called Coming Days. And so, basically, I'm going through this entire book on a radio program over the next several weeks. Each chapter, I'll be reading each chapter to you so that you can hear and get an idea of it. If you would like to order the book will cost $10 plus shipping and handling, okay? And right now, I'm not real sure what the shipping and handling is, so we welcome to have your contact to let us know that you would like to have the book, and of course, the $10 plus the shipping and handling will be on that, but hey, it'll be a book that's well worth having, also maybe a book that you'd like to give to someone. So let me encourage you to write us. Our announcer gives you our address at the end of each broadcast, and we would need a mailing address from you. So whether you email us or you write us a letter, we do need to have your mailing address, okay, so that we can get that to you. And I also would like to ask you to consider going with me to Israel. And I've been announcing this now. People with the COVID-19 thing that's going around the world today wonder, are you still going to Israel? Well, don't forget, the Israel trip will be November 30th through December 8th. So that will be well over and a good time to go. And by the way, Israel is probably the leader in working on cures and things of that nature, that great medical place over there. So that's even better to go. But let me just say this. We would love to have you go. You don't have to be a member of my church to go. And you don't really even have to be a Baptist. We welcome you to go. And we'd love to have you with us. We visit all these biblical sites that you've read about or heard about. Maybe was taught in Sunday school. You've heard preachers. Maybe you saw a movie. And they all are about Bible places. We think of the Sea of Galilee where Jesus walked on the water. We think there, Mount Calvary, the mountain where Elijah offered the sacrifice in which fire was called down from heaven to consume it. Whereas the worshipers of Baal, they couldn't do anything. And so they ended up dying. And so we'll look at that, the Valley of Armageddon. Boy, you hear about Armageddon. Well, we'll actually not only see that valley, we'll actually drive through it. So that'll be something as well. We will go to Masada. Some of you watched the movie. We'll be in En-Gedi, where David hid from Saul. We'll go to the Valley of Elah, where David killed Goliath. And then we'll also see Qumran, where the scrolls were found, as well as the Dead Sea. And then in Jerusalem. Oh my goodness, do you realize they have the very hall? They know exactly the judgment hall. It's not guessing. It's not somebody saying, well, we believe this was the place. No. Excavations and everything shows Pilate's judgment hall. There's no denying of it. Even for those who deny Christ, who deny the Bible, would say, yes, this is the judgment hall of Pilate because of the excavations that have proved that to be. And so you go with us. somewhere as you sit in that hall within 50 feet. Now, we don't know where in the hall that he was whipped with the Roman cat of nine tails, those 39 stripes, but we do know that's the hall. So wherever you're sitting in that hall, in that building, you're within 50 feet of where our Savior was beaten with the whip, and with his stripes, we are healed. We'll go to Golgotha, and we'll see the empty tomb. And there's so many other places that we visit during this time, some of those places like Capernaum and those that surround the Galilee, and we want you to come and be a part of it. So, how do you get on it? Well, you go to our website, and you can see it's centralbaptistocala.org. If you just scroll down just a little bit near the top, in the center of the page, you'll see a thing about the Israel experience, the trip there to the Holy Land. And click on it. You can actually register online and do everything if you want to, or you can mail it in. You can fill out the forms and mail them in to me, or you can just do it online. It's very secure. Now, also, let me say this, that if you want to go, I need to have everybody, your full payment, everything in by August the 20th. I'd really like for you to send a deposit, if you would, of at least $300. And again, you're welcome to come. Of course, you have to have your passport. You don't have to have a visa. All you have to have is a passport, but you're welcome to come with us. And again, those dates are November 30th through December 8th of 2020. Hey, come and go with us. We would love to have you. Now, also, let me tell you of another date that is much closer than that. And the thing is, it's free to go. And that is the National Sword of the Lord Conference at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina, which is near Winston-Salem. The dates are July 20th through 23rd of 2020. They don't charge you for the meetings, nor do they charge you for the workshops. Now, we have some great speakers lined up for this year. Dr. Shelton Smith, this is 25th year as the head of the Sword of the Lord, so it's going to be a great time. You'll hear men like Norris Belcher, Joe Arthur, Mike Ellison, some that we hear on this radio station, okay? And then you'll hear Lou Rossi, what a fiery man that is, Dan Carr, Richard Harper, Mike Wells, John Jenkins, and Jeff Fugate, so many more that will be preaching. They have beginning Monday night at 7 o'clock and then Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, and 7 o'clock again Tuesday night, same on Wednesday and the same on Thursday, which ends the conference. Now, they'll be having workshops each day also at the conference, and usually those workshops are either in the morning or afternoon. Now, most of these are in the afternoon. I'm just going to share some of them with you. Mike Wells on soul winning. Mr. Ray Shutt on how to lead a soul to Christ. Jeff Fugate on the bus ministry. Sterling Walsh on church music. And then we have even a legal matters there with Jim Robineau. Tim Hazlett, church safety and security. We have William Davis doing teen ministry. Yours truly will be doing an expose on Calvinism in one of the workshops. Richard Harper, preparations and promotions and conducting of revival services. Dave Sumner, fixing family finances. Ron Beatty, Christian influence in an election year. Well, this is an election year. You may want to be there. Jim Townsley, let's plant a new church in the next year. Of course, Shelton Smith, taking your church to the next level spiritually. Boy, that Shelton Smith, I've gone to each of his and listened to each of his seminars for the local church. He calls it the School of the Prophets. Again, those dates are July 20th through 23rd, 2020. We would so much love to have you there. I hope that you will come and be a part of it. All right, now let's get into this coming Middle East War, Part 1 from Psalms 83. Now, I'm going to start out by reading the psalm, because This is going to be the basis as we spend now probably 2 or 3 weeks on this subject from Psalms chapter 83. And you're going to be blessed, I believe, as you hear things and see things, and you'll say, oh, I never thought of that. I never knew that. Look, what I have to say is not brand new. It's been in the Bible all these years. It comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from me. I'm just his messenger. So I hope that you will listen as we continue in this coming days series, coming straight from the book I have recently completed and it has been printed. Now, beginning in Psalms 83, verse 1, keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Jebel and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Ondol. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, let them like a wheel, as a stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.